وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
سيد عبد الله الموسوي.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to IRIB English Radio, and you are listening to the program For Humanity. We are looking at human rights from the perspective of Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam, especially when we look at his justice. Now, one interesting fact that happened during the time of Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam is that there were many hypocrites at the time of Amir al-Mu'mineen salamullah alayhi who resorted to new devices every now and then to protect the means of their lives and of their enjoyment and pleasures, and to keep the indigenous person enslaved. They used to use various weapons in remote as well as in the near past to achieve these ends. The main weapon, however, that was used by them was the wrong interpretation of religious orders. This policy has not been peculiar to the Muslims. It has, you know, been adopted by all hypocrites claiming to be, to profess Buddhism, Judaism, Christianity, and Islam. So nothing new there. The most simple weapon of which the hypocrites took advantage of was their claim that prophets have invited people to be, you know, mystical in a way, to abstain from indulging in desires, instead of, you know, seeking worldly matter, they should remain poor, and they should, you know, prefer indigenous and poverty over trying to, you know, work and make an effort. So they managed to mislead people into how a person should live by saying, you know what, a believer should live a life of poverty, a life of simplicity, a life of abstaining from all these kind of desires. And they got away with it. Where most people said, well, yeah, that makes sense because I'm going to heaven, so why should I care about the worldly matter? By such a concept, they stole and deprived their sustenance from them. Now, the hypocrites gave much publicity to their, obviously, their views that we just mentioned and desires, that the common man should accept them as correct because that's how much they were publicized on the pulpits, on Friday sermons, by the scholars who work for these corrupt governments, so that the orders may remain, so that others may remain deprived, and they themselves may continue to be rich and enjoy the pleasures of life. The king is getting richer and the poor is getting poorer. The only difference is the poor is thinking he's doing something for the sake of Allah, and the wealthy saying, what fools. It is necessary that to counterattack their false propaganda, we should clarify the true position. Not only by doing so that we can find out the foundation of which these policies, obviously, of Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam, and as given by him were based. It is true that Amir al-Mu'mineen used to say that, you know, from your life, I have only two loaves and two pieces of clothes. It's true that Amir al-Mu'mineen was, you know, giving advice to companions that you should seek, an easier life. But that wasn't the message, though. Now, let us take a short break, then we continue right after.
Dear listeners, you're listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program For Humanity. We are looking at justice from the perspective of Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi as-salam. When we look at the life of Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi as-salam, he lived a very simple life. In fact, sometimes it's a harsher life. And so did his close companions and close disciples. Now, is that the same message that the Umayyad dynasty, for example, or those before the Imam or after the Imam, were pushing to people that you should live a life of simplicity and harshness and don't indulge in self and desires and pleasures because, you know, God forbid, you could be, you know, going to hell while the kings and the rulers themselves get richer day by day and indulge in their entertainment and their whatever they're doing? Oh, no. Amir al-Mu'mineen salamullah alayhi, because this is a very big topic, I can't go in detail. With Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam, when he was treating himself harshly, because he was in a position of leadership, he himself had to endure, and he has to go through, what the lowest people in his government might go through in terms of poverty and in terms of clothing and in terms of house. If Amir al-Mu'mineen as a ruler had a better food or a better house or better clothes than any of his subjects, any of his citizens, then he would not be a fair leader. Therefore, first and foremost, is an obligation of Amir al-Mu'mineen that he should live a simple life, that no one under his government can come and say, "Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, I am poor, I don't have food," while you as a khalifa, as a king, indulging yourself. So when Amir al-Mu'mineen dressed in a certain way or ate in a certain way, he does not want me and you to live poverty, to not work, to not earn, to not enjoy life. On the contrary, many times people try to do this, and the relatives would complain to Amir al-Mu'mineen, and Amir al-Mu'mineen would tell them off. He said, "This is not your life." And even when he talks about himself, he says, "Your imam, you know, he had two of this, two of that. That was enough for him. I know you can't do this." He does say, he said, "I know you cannot do such a thing that I'm doing because it's not your position. But you can have taqwa, you can have piety, you can have such and such." With his disciples, with his, you know, the saints of Amir al-Mu'mineen salamullah alayh, for them it was self-purification. Not that they did not earn, not that they did not work. Each one of them had a trade. Each one of them was working. Each one of them was earning. And they were putting their money in their place. But they themselves, in order to train themselves, they had to deprive themselves of certain acts that is willingly from their own. So we can't compare what the Umayyad dynasty, for example, were pushing the agenda that you should live a simple life and putting people into poverty, and Amir al-Mu'mineen's agenda, where he's trying to say, actually, no, on the contrary, you need to work, you need to earn, you have the right to live a happy, prosperous life. But if you want to reform yourself, that's a different issue, considering that you have what you need. Thank you for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
اللهم صل على محمد وآله 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 صل على محمد وآله